Hi, I'm Barb Magella, and you're listening to Strange Brew, with unusual facts, random information, and trivia from Mental Floss Online, and far-fetched, not-at-all-factual news stories from The Onion Online. These readings may be irreverent and could, on occasion, contain language and content that some might find offensive. I hope you'll enjoy the program. Tonight, let's start with a story from mentalfloss.com. Big questions. How did Siri get its name? By Quora.com. September 4th, 2019. Adam Chire. As a startup, when coming up with Siri's name, we wanted something that was easy to remember, short to type, comfortable to pronounce, and a not too common human name. And we wanted to be able to get the domain name for not too much money. Once Siri became the leading candidate, everyone on the team had their own favorite explanation of the meaning. Dag Kittlas, our Norwegian-American CEO, once considered using Siri as the name of his child and liked the Norse meaning, beautiful woman who leads you to victory. For me, Siri, which means secret in Swahili, was a tip of the hat to our pre-named days when we began as StealthCompany.com. I also liked the fact that it was the reverse of Iris, a software system I helped build as part of the Callow project, which Siri spun out of. Some liked the resemblance to SRI, which was the research institute that ran the Callow project. We knew that Siri meant beauty in Sinhalese, but missed that Shiri meant butt in Japanese. They're not the same word, but the pronunciations are close. And it was all a big surprise that Apple decided to keep the original Siri name for its launch as part of iOS. There were other candidates that were leading up until the final weeks. This post from mentalfloss.com originally appeared on Quora. From mentalfloss.com, lists. 10 Facts You Should Know About Schizophrenia by Michelle Dubchak, August 2019. Of all the misunderstood mental illnesses, schizophrenia gets an especially bad rap. The condition is characterized by disordered thoughts, unusual speech and behavior, and an inaccurate view of reality. It's often used as the go-to disorder for violent criminals in movies and television shows, but in reality, schizophrenia affects a diverse range of people, many of whom are able to lead normal, satisfying lives with the help of treatments like therapy and medication. From symptoms to possible causes, here are some facts you should know about schizophrenia. 1. Schizophrenia literally means split mind. The name schizophrenia comes from the Greek word schizein, to split, and phren, mind. Swiss psychiatrist Paul Eugen Bleuler came up with the word in 1910 for the dissociation of various mental functions he saw in his patients. Before the term schizophrenia was coined, patients who exhibited symptoms of the condition were thought to have something called dementia praecox, or dementia of early life. When Bleuler observed that the disease didn't necessarily lead to mental deterioration and patients were even capable of improving, he realized dementia wasn't the problem. 2. But schizophrenia has nothing to do with split personalities. Schizophrenia is not the same thing as dissociative identity disorder, which has previously been known as multiple personality disorder. Someone can be diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder if they alternate between two or more identities, each with their own distinct traits. Schizophrenia, on the other hand, is characterized by auditory and visual hallucinations, amnesia, and general misperceptions of reality, none of which have anything to do with changing personalities. The association with split personalities is one of the biggest misconceptions attached to schizophrenia. 3. There are positive and negative symptoms of schizophrenia. When Paul Eugenbleuler coined the term, he also came up with a list of positive, negative, and cognitive symptoms of the disorder. Positive and negative in this case doesn't mean good and bad. Positive is used to describe the characteristics of schizophrenia that shouldn't occur in a healthy person, like paranoid thoughts and hallucinations. Symptoms that fall under the negative label include healthy traits that are missing from patients, like motivation, interest in life, and coherent speech. The last category, cognitive symptoms, covers disorganized thinking, gaps in memory, and other signs of mental dysfunction. Doctors still use the system devised by Bleuler to treat patients today. 4. Schizophrenia has genetic and environmental causes. No one cause has been linked to schizophrenia. Doctors suspect that genetics may play a role in some cases. A chemical imbalance related to the neurotransmitter dopamine may increase someone's chances of developing schizophrenia, as can complications during their birth. People with a parent with schizophrenia are more likely to have it themselves, but this is thought to be the result of a cocktail of genetic factors and not one specific gene mutation. There's also a clear line between schizophrenia and environmental pressures. Stressful situations can trigger schizophrenia in people who are already predisposed to it. People with schizophrenia are also more likely to abuse substances. Up to 50% are addicted to drugs or alcohol. But it's not always clear when the behavior exacerbates the disorder or vice versa. 5. The first signs of schizophrenia usually appear in adolescence. Most people with schizophrenia develop it fairly early in life. The most common time for symptoms to appear is in late adolescence and early adulthood. While male patients typically start dealing with schizophrenia in their late teens or early 20s, women tend to develop it a bit later in their late 20s and early 30s. The brain goes through crucial changes in late adolescence, which could make it especially vulnerable to psychotic disorders like schizophrenia. 6. Hollywood fuels misconceptions about schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is one of the most stigmatized mental illnesses, and that's largely due to its portrayal in entertainment. When researchers looked at 41 movies featuring schizophrenic characters for a study published in 2012, they found that 83% of them were depicted as dangerous to themselves or others. A third engaged in homicidal acts. In reality, violence is uncommon among people with schizophrenia, and someone with the disorder is by no means destined to be a criminal. Struggles that are much more common for schizophrenic people, such as negative symptoms like depressed feelings and unexpressive speech, are rarely seen on screen. 7. Schizophrenia is rare. Though many people have heard of the condition, schizophrenia isn't very widespread. According to the World Health Organization, it affects 21 million people worldwide, or less than 1% of the global population. 8. Schizophrenia patients have a greater risk of earlier death. The disease itself may not be deadly, but schizophrenia can have life-threatening consequences. Patients with schizophrenia are 2 to 3 times more likely to die early than people without it, and they generally live 20 years less. The causes of death that contribute to this high mortality rate are suicide, cancer, and heart disease. Drug and alcohol abuse and cigarette smoking is more common among people with schizophrenia, all of which can lead to a decline in health. The antipsychotic drugs many people with schizophrenia take for most of their lives can also cause adverse side effects like metabolic issues. 9. Other mental illnesses are related to schizophrenia. Schizophrenic patients are at a greater risk for a slew of different mental illnesses. Rates of depression, anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder are all higher among people with schizophrenia. Symptoms of schizophrenia can overlap with these disorders. Suicidal thoughts and a lack of motivation and interest in life are schizophrenic symptoms that are also hallmarks of depression. 10. There are many ways to treat schizophrenia. While there's no cure for schizophrenia, the illness is highly treatable. Antipsychotic medications that target the neurotransmitter dopamine are commonly prescribed to patients. Some examples of these drugs include aripiprazole, or Abilify, brexpiprazole, Rexulti, and lurasidone, Latuda. Drugs can make life manageable for schizophrenic patients, but they can also come with side effects such as weight gain, constipation, low blood pressure, and even seizures. Psychosocial therapy is another common treatment for people with schizophrenia. From MentalFloss.com, animals. Euthanasia rates in animal shelters are plummeting. Here's why. By Jake Rawson, September 2019. Euthanasia in overpopulated animal shelters is a consequence that few people care to think about. Donations, no-kill policies, and volunteers can provide assistance, but providing positive outcomes for dogs and cats has long remained a problem. According to a recent investigation by the New York Times' Alicia Parlapiano, there's now reason to believe euthanasia is not nearly as pervasive a practice as it was even 10 years ago. The Times examined data from shelters in 20 major American cities and discovered that rates of euthanasia, the practice of terminating the life of animals, often by lethal injection, has dropped by an average of 75% in recent years. In Houston, for example, 57% of animals brought into shelters in 2012 were put down. In 2018, that number dropped to just 15%. In Philadelphia, the rate decreased from 36% to 13% in the same time frame. Phoenix went from 46% to just 4%. Other cities, including Los Angeles and New York, demonstrated similar declines. What's behind the change? Shifting societal norms? Petitions to spay neuter pets to cut down on unwanted offspring became pervasive, from Bob Barker's sign-off on The Price is Right to public information campaigns. The second influencer is an uptick in adoption rates. Where people once gravitated to pet shops for a pedigreed puppy, bonding with a rescue animal has increasingly been perceived as the more humane and responsible option. With the help of volunteers, more shelters have also arranged to shuttle their overpopulated residents to states where there might be more of a demand for rescues. These numbers could continue to improve. In Austin, 98% of animals exiting shelter facilities were live release or adopted out. While pursuing such compassion comes at a price, some facilities can become overcrowded, leading to kennel ailments like cough or illness. It seems safe to say that animals are looking at a brighter future than ever before, thanks to the efforts of their human caretakers. And now, let's move on to some outrageous and totally bogus news from TheOnion.com. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Apologetic conversion therapy founder offers to electrocute past patients back into being gay. September 6, 2019. Spartanburg, South Carolina. Following an announcement earlier this week in which he acknowledged his own homosexuality, Former conversion therapy practitioner McCrae Game apologized Friday for the harm his work has caused and offered to electrocute his past patients into being gay again. "Anyone who received electroshock therapy at my practice is welcome to come back free of charge so I can reverse the polarity settings and jolt you right back to gay," said Game, noting that he also has plenty of vomit-inducing drugs at his disposal and is willing to administer any aversion therapy necessary to undo the decades of brainwashing conducted by Hope for Wholeness, the faith-based group he once led. "I am ashamed of my role in bringing such pain and suffering to so many people and promise to send as many volts of electricity through my former clients as necessary to make things right. My techniques have a very high success rate and are guaranteed to at least make you buy." Game added that he has now ventured into conversion therapy for people born straight, whom he forces to watch heterosexual erotica while enduring painful shock treatments so they will all eventually turn gay. From TheOnion.com, News in Brief. Crowd roars in approval as makeup-smeared Trump begs rally to tell him he's beautiful. August 22, 2019, Smithfield, Virginia. Screaming and wailing through tears as mascara streamed down his cheeks, a makeup-smeared President Donald Trump begged a packed campaign rally Thursday to tell him he was beautiful. "America, as your leader, I need you to look me in the eye and let me know there's no one in this country prettier than me. No one," said the 45th president, who demanded the event's approximately 10,000 attendees call him their special, gorgeous baby, and later yelled, "I don't believe you, I don't believe you," when the crowd started up a chant of, "You are beautiful," that continued for several minutes. "You wouldn't lie to me, right? I can tell when you're lying, because you don't even really mean what you're chanting. You're just telling me what I want to hear to make me stay. Well, you know what, Virginia? Fuck you. I'll go find some supporters who will appreciate me for the perfect special president that I really am." At press time, Secret Service agents could be seen diving onto the stage after Trump threatened to kill himself if the crowd left, and then took a bottle of bleach out from behind the podium to prove he was serious. From TheOnion.com, News in Brief. Democrats launch new Listen Up Hayseeds campaign to connect with rural voters, September 2, 2019, Emporia, Kansas. Unveiling the new nationwide messaging strategy after 6 months of planning and research, the Democratic Party launched its Listen Up Hayseeds campaign Monday to win over rural voters. "Hey, you redneck simpletons, put down your Whitland sticks, drag yourself away from the Cracker Barrel, and let us tell you how it is," said a team of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on the debut commercial, part of a widespread advertising blitz that will be played at NASCAR races and monster truck rallies across the country. "We know you can barely read, so we'll spell this out for you. The Republican tax plan will only benefit the rich. Don't you dumb hicks get that? Democrats will fight inequality so you and all your inbred cousins don't have to live in a trailer anymore. Get it?" Democratic officials have also announced a new "You Think You Can Do Better Than Us" campaign aimed at increasing turnout among African American and Hispanic voters. From TheOnion.com, News in Brief. Inclusive new Texas bill prevents gun sellers from discriminating on basis of background check. September 4, 2019, Austin, Texas. Proclaiming that it was time to make sure all residents received equal protection under the law, Texas Governor Greg Abbott reportedly signed off on an inclusive new bill Wednesday that prevents gun sellers from discriminating on the basis of background checks. "As a society, we've become more tolerant, and this new law will make sure that no matter what their personal beliefs are, those who sell guns can't refuse a firearm purchase simply because the buyer has a history of violence or other red flags," said Abbott, explaining that he was distressed to learn that some Texas residents had been denied firearm purchases because they had several domestic abuse convictions on their record. "We will not discriminate against people with mental health issues, dearly held beliefs of wanting to knock people around, or a place on an FBI watch list due to making threatening statements online. That's simply not what Texas stands for. It's time we accepted that society is changing, and no one selling guns, whether it's a licensed gun dealer or someone at a trade show, should decide whether another person should be able to buy a gun. Some people are just naturally filled with a murderous rage. It's as simple as that. And it should be unlawful to treat them as second-class citizens. Because if we discriminate based on a background check, who's next? Where will that lead? Tyranny. That's where." Abbott clarified that the bill did make exceptions for gun sellers to discriminate on the basis of religion and race. From TheOnion.com, News in Brief. Johnson & Johnson pledges to push uppers for a couple decades to even things out. August 26, 2019, New Brunswick, New Jersey. After a state court found the company liable for $572 million in damages for its role in Oklahoma's opioid crisis, consumer healthcare giant Johnson & Johnson announced Tuesday it would push uppers for the next decade or two in an effort to even everyone out. "We went way too hard on the downers, leaving Americans with highs that made them feel super sleepy and out of it. But now we intend to make things right," said CEO Alex Gorsky, who pledged his company would aggressively market a new and very powerful line of methadone-derived synthetic stimulants to counteract the heavy sedation of opioids. "Don't worry. This new stuff is going to set you straight. Doing that much oxy and fentanyl may have been a huge bummer, but if we rush these uppers out the door as fast as we did the painkillers, you'll be perking up in no time." Gorsky also assured Johnson & Johnson's business partners the stimulants it plans to produce will be every bit as addictive as opioids and accompanied by an equally widespread misinformation campaign. From TheOnion.com, News in Brief. Nation's nonfiction writers announce plans to keep writing down things that happened. September 3, 2019, Washington. Saying they were committed to objectively chronicling facts, information, and people, the nation's nonfiction writers announced Monday their plan to keep writing down things that have already happened. "We are dedicated to learning about actual stuff that has taken place in real life and then jotting that info down on paper so others can read it," said biographer Robert Caro, one of the millions of nonfiction writers, including essayists, journalists, critics, memoirists, technical writers, analysts, academics, scientists, historians, and documentarians, who will continue chronicling things that have occurred. "Sometimes it's a personal experience we've had, or a historical event we think is cool, or just a bunch of neat facts about outer space that we write about. As long as it's not imaginary, Americans can count on us to take notes on it and then transcribe those notes into books or articles. If things stop happening, there's still tons of junk that have already happened for us to write about, even if other people have already covered it." Caro also said that while the nation's nonfiction writers are devoted to recording lived experiences, they're all done writing about World War II. From TheOnion.com, Sports News in Brief. Roger Goodell admits job would be easier if he watched football. August 26, 2019, New York. Conceding that many facets of the game still felt completely foreign to him, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell admitted Monday that his job would probably be a lot easier if he actually watched football. "Honestly, it's really tough to get a handle on what's a good rule change because I'm really not that big a fan. This commissioner gig is just sort of a paycheck for me," said Goodell, adding that he couldn't even name any teams besides the Cowboys, the one in Los Angeles that's pretty good, and the Longhorns. "I hate having to sit through the games and pretend like I care or even understand what's going on down there. I mean, I'm only here because my friend hooked me up. It would probably help if I knew some of the players' names, or at least what a false start is. It's not too hard, though. Usually I just do whatever the owners say and keep my head down. Goodell also confessed that he once had to look up the word concussion on his phone during a meeting so as not to look completely out of touch. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. School administration reminds female students bulletproof vests must cover midriff. August 27, 2019, Huntington, West Virginia. Explaining that such suggestive armor was inappropriate for an educational environment, Huntington High School officials reportedly reminded female students Tuesday that their bulletproof vests must cover their midriffs. "We've been seeing some students wearing revealing bulletproof vests, so I just wanted to remind all you ladies that your Kevlar must cover all your vital organs," said Vice Principal James Nelson on the morning announcements, forewarning students that if they lift their arms up and any part of their stomach exposed, then they would be sent to the nurse's office and forced to borrow one of the school's own ballistic vests, which are large and unsightly. "This is about respecting your classmates as well as respecting yourself. It's distracting, not to mention inappropriate, to use your bulletproof vest to present yourself in a sexual manner during the school day. You can wear whatever type of tactical gear you want when you're at home or at the mall, but when you're here, it must be a longer, more modest item of personal armor." At press time, the students were reminded that they could still customize their Kevlar vests any way they want. From TheOnion.com, news in brief. Heroic Secret Service agent takes bull intended for president. August 30, 2019, Washington. Placing his own body between the head of state and a mortal threat without a single thought or a moment's hesitation, Secret Service agent Dan McGuire took a bull intended for President Donald Trump Thursday as they crossed the White House lawn. "I remember seeing suspicious movement out of the corner of my eye, something that could have been a hoof or a horn, and my training just took over," said McGuire, whose decision to interpose himself between President Trump and the hard-charging 1,200-pound bovine was simply a part of the job he had been prepared to do since his first day at the Treasury Department. "You train for this with rubber simulators, but you never know what it will be to face the real thing. When the adrenaline kicked in, though, it was like everything went into slow motion. There was lots of snorting, and people were screaming, 'Look out!' and 'Olé!' They say there may have been a second bull that just missed us, but I'm definitely the wrong guy to ask. First thing I remember, I was on the ground being told not to move. Luckily, the vest took most of the impact." Secret Service personnel say Agent McGuire is the first security officer to take a bull for the president since 1958, when Agent Arnold Morgan was struck in the chest by a stampede meant for Dwight Eisenhower. And that's all we have time for tonight. You've been listening to Strange Brew, with stories from August 2019, mentalfloss.com, and August and September 2019, TheOnion.com. I hope you enjoyed the program, and you'll tune in again next Friday for more Strange Brew. Until then, this is Barb Magella wishing you a good evening and a great week.